Thanks. Well, we have one more tune for you. And by the way, when I asked Bill to play some tunes with me, I don't think he had tunes that have about, 50 chord changes. What a good sport. Again, thank you, Margot, and the whole staff. Thank you, everybody. And here's another crazy tune. It's the overture from The Phantom of the Opera.
Are we on? Oh. I don't think I've ever shared the stage with a Ramptosaurus before. How many bought ramps to take home? Now, come on, fess up. I knew someone who came up to Elkins wants to get some ramps, and they put them in the back of their station wagon to take them home. quite a batch. They wanted to cook up a big pot when they got back to Washington, D.C. And it was a long drive, and, you know, during a drive, you kind of forget things. And they got home, and they unloaded the station wagon and didn't use it for a couple of weeks, and then remembered, oh, yes, the ramps. Well, there were two-week-old ramps in the back of that station wagon, and they tried every modern miracle chemical cleaner available to mankind, and they finally sold the car. Well, it's really been a wonderful week, and this has been a pretty incredible concert. Quite a range of stuff that even I didn't know you might do on dulcimers. And it's really due to the staff, the people that put this all on in the Augusta office, the people who run the sound, the people who do the lights, the college and everything. And let's give Margot and the whole staff a big hand. Not many places you can go and have this much fun with your dulcimer. We have one more performer, and then the Augusta store will be open again after the concert is over. And all of the jam rooms that we've been using as classrooms all week will be open. Hopefully a lot of you will have your instruments and come and play some music. I'll be there. And those of you with large instruments that you'd like to leave in the building, the lock rooms that we've used all week will be available, and some of them have, for those of you just coming in for the weekend, you can ask someone or find the doors marked. And if you can, stick around for tomorrow morning. There'll be a 10 o'clock brunch, and we usually sit around and end the week with by playing and singing a few hymns and having a nice big round robin jam session. Well, our final performer is someone who has been enjoyed at Augusta many times. Someone who has, over the years, taught many, many people to play the fretted dulcimer and spread the word of these wonderful instruments to many folks. Lorraine Lee Hammond has taught a long time, plays the dulcimer, and is the person who founded and ran the Flower Carol Festival that was very important to dulcimer players through the East. It's held in the Boston area every year. It's a real pleasure to have her at Augusta again. Lorraine Lee Hammond.
What a glorious concert, and what a superb week this has been for all of us at Augusta. And I was in the audience for the first half, so I can appreciate the dancing ramps, and I imagine many of you have been enjoying them. Yeah, the way it is. A song, so much about Elkins and the people that I meet here, reminds me of my own growing up. My father worked on the state highway for most of my childhood until his retirement, and I wrote this song about, in many ways, about how hard that job was. I didn't think much about it till I got back home as a grown-up and went out for a walk in a beautiful heavy snowstorm, and I realized that the distant snowplow I heard was my father out there on the ridge alone in that truck. So the song's called Pennies from Heaven. Pennies from heaven, when the snow started falling, the jokers at the general store teased the highway crew. Like my father, you might find it hard to join the laughter after you had done battle with a blizzard or two. The gray sky was thickening, darkness fell early, needed lights in the barn. When milking time came, broke ice on the water for the goats and the chickens, ran back to the kitchen to warm up again. That night through my dreaming, the telephone rang, calling my father down to the highway barn. I heard him speak softly, my mother made coffee. The wind stole his words as he stepped into the storm. A slippery drive down to the highway barn. Storm's moving fast, there's a job to be done. The plows are lined up like mounts, waiting riders. Drivers climb to the cabs and pull out one by one. Pennies from heaven, don't you smell the snow coming? Did you look up last night, see haze on the moon? Pennies from heaven, a blizzard by morning. Mount the plows, load the sanders, it'll be snowing soon. They remember the old days, two men with shovels pitched sand from the truck. The gloves froze to their hands, each locked in a corner. The truck bed was tilting just a few boards away from a ton of shifting sand. Now it's spreaders, not shovels, they lay off your partner. It's lonely and dangerous out on the road. Eyes straining, explaining a shape in the distance. There's a tree down, a power line arcs blue in the snow. There's no school in the morning, no power in the county, but plenty of chores since my father is gone. All the gray day, the storm lanterns sputter, snow falls heavy at twilight as it did at dawn. 24 hours since the crew is first called, I am lulled into sleep by a plow's distant drone. My dreams turn that snow into dimes and then dollars. Daddy scoops them all up and carries them home. My father comes home, gray with exhaustion. He says not to worry, he's feeling just fine. Help him unlace his boots, his hands stiff with cold. He has weathered that wild winter storm one more time. Country people are used to hard work and low wages. For the crew, every storm brings a chance for more pay. But the true cost of pennies from heaven is frozen in lines on their faces that will not melt away. Pennies from heaven, when the snow started falling, the jokers at the general store teased the highway crew. Like my father, you might find it hard to join the laughter after you had done battle with a blizzard or two. Thank you. Now, those of you who've been keeping an eye on me over the week have realized how much I draw great pleasure from playing tunes with Jerry Milnes, and I'd like to have you help me welcome him back out on the stage for a few more of those good ones. Jerry, please come.
Killed the woodcock.
The
try one called Quincy Dillon's Heidi Tune.
Close out now with a tune that my class will recognize if they just kind of close their eyes and imagine it at about four times the speed we have been playing it. And it's been a delight to share this time in Elkins with all of you, and thanks so much for your welcome. I really, really appreciated being here. Let's try a little of that Sandy River Bell. Thank you.
Well, that's it. But come out and jam. Have a safe trip home. Thanks for coming to Augusta. See you all again.